Marketing Radio Network. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. It's really time to call us at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that's 888-723-4630.
And may I remind you that if you don't call in, we keep talking. And we have little tiffs and arguments tiffs and stuff from time to time. So, you know, if you want that to continue, then don't call.
Or maybe tell you? Yeah, don't. Because maybe they like hearing that. I don't know.
Okay, we're going to talk about the tips that Audrey Tracy posted in the eBay for Business blog about posting videos in your listings. And just as a little background, you don't need them in every single listing, but there are some listings that add to it. For instance, a music box.
A music box or something that moves, a cuckoo clock.
Exactly.
Or a animated, you know, a toy or a car.
Or a purse that has a bunch of rhinestones on it that no matter how many pictures you tried, it didn't look good. You can put them on a Lazy Susan and
it sparkles.
And exactly.
You can see the sparkles.
Anything that talks, like a little teddy bear that talks, a doll that talks.
An evil Chatty Cathy doll.
Exactly.
All these
or
things.
Or a Chucky.
A Chucky, right.
Okay, so let's give her tips out.
Okay.
Number one, do a background check. Make sure your background is clutter-free. You know, Griff, we talked the other day about not putting things on the floor or on top of your dirty grout in your kitchen. You know, you need a simple background.
Yeah, keep it simple. Number two is check your lighting. Make sure there's enough light to properly illuminate your product. Beware of glare and hot spots.
Number three, can you hear yourself? Do a short test video to ensure your audio is loud enough.
Or if it's the audio coming from the music box or the cuckoo clock.
Right.
Number four, don't get jerky. Use a desktop tripod or even just a stack of books to steady your camera.
This is very important.
Yeah.
Number five is delete and repeat. If you're not pleased with your first recording, delete it and try again. Practice makes perfect. And I would suggest you take something that you really don't care about that much, whether it gets listed quickly, and practice with it.
Yeah.
Until you get it right. And you will find that every item may have to be photographed differently, have to be videoed differently, depending on the light and what it is. But
I used video once in my selling of
eBay. What was it for?
It was a Christopher Rado music globe with a Christmas theme. And it was collectible. I had seen it. I got it for nothing at a store. And so I wanted to sell it, and I put it up with just pictures, and it wasn't getting much traffic. So I took a video of it turning, and it's little music, it's little tinkly music, and I sold it within a day. Same price.
Okay, so we've got something on the chat board I want to read.
Oh, yeah?
I've been listening to the ad. We may have to change our ad. I've been listening to the ad for the eBay shop.com.
Yeah, yeah.
In the ad, they mention eBay onesies for infants. Are these made by Gerber? I couldn't tell from their website. If it is not Gerber, calling them onesies is a lovely bundle of Vero on eBay. I know this is their website, not eBay. Seems a bit inconsistent, friends. If it is Gerber, well, never mind. Well, let me tell you something. We write those commercials ourselves. eBay does not write them.
Yeah.
And we take the information from the people, in this case, the eBay shop, and we write the commercial.
Right.
But I thank you for bringing this to my attention because I'm going to check on it.
Right.
But please know that, you know, eBay is not being hypocritical. eBay doesn't even know about this commercial. So
right.
There you have it.
There you go.
Okay. But thank you for bringing it to our attention. Yeah, I remember that happening a while back, didn't you, Griff? You know, we call them onesies. Any mother who's had a kid calls them onesies no matter where you buy them.
Right. If you're selling them.
It's a different story.
Right. So I think you're not selling them. You're advertising for someone who does sell them.
Yes.
And I don't know what they call. Do they call them that in the eBay shop?
They do, and I'm going to call them and make sure we have this right. Yeah.
So they would.
We could change it. It's okay.
So Gerber. It wouldn't be Vero. Here's why it wouldn't be Vero, because it's not listed on eBay. The eBay shop is a separate site.
So
Gerber would have to contact the vendor, which is Brand Via.
Brand Via.
Yeah. There's a misunderstanding, I think, with a lot of people that think that because it's eBay branded merchandise
and it's called the eBay shop,
that it's eBay selling this. No, this is all done by a vendor. It's outside vendor. It's not.
You're
it's
absolutely
not,
right. It's and, not being sold on eBay.
And they're not listed on eBay.
Right.
Oh, here it is. Yeah, they call it onesie.
Yeah, they do.
So they don't know the, and you know they could get into hot water with it. What would happen is the brand holder, the trademark holder, would contact them and say you got to take this down, and they would have to either reword it or mm-hmm. they would. But it's not. Remember, it's not a service provider. It's not the same sort of. So it's right. not Vero. Vero is an eBay marketplace program. It's not outside the marketplace. So.
So, Helen, thank you for that, and I will check on that, because I don't want it in the ad if it's wrong, but please know it's not something being sold on
yeah,
eBay.
Yeah, but it's not up to you, actually. You have to contact Brand Via and say, you may want to consider, it's their decision.
Yeah.
But as an advertiser, or as the, not as the advertiser, but as hosting the advertising, there's no onus on you. The trademark company is not going to come after you.
That's good to know.
Or eBay Radio.
Yay.
They will go after the merchant. In this case, our esteemed third-party partner, Brand Via.
So eBay has, here's a story about cross-border parcel deliveries. eBay has put in an appeal to international postal services to solve problems. So not only is eBay going to bat for us here in the United States at USPS, but they're doing it all over the world, Griff.
Yeah, I know. Well, it helps trade.
Exactly. They're pointing to small businesses around the world that rely on these postal services, and they're asking international postal services to solve problems in this cross-border parcel delivery. Stefan Krajcik, who's head of government relations international at eBay, gave a big keynote address at the Universal Postal Union Global Conference in Switzerland. And the conference focused on facilitating trade for micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises through the postal network worldwide. So they're working for you, my dear friend who is listening right now. eBay is working for you.
eBay is working for you.
Yep.
You know, I got to say that one of the greatest indications of eBay working for you was Nate Hayward's efforts paying off with the edict that came from the vice president of customer services at USPS regarding having to scan. I don't know if that would have happened without Nate's, without eBay behind it.
What is that noise we're hearing?
There's a big crowd outside.
Did they want to come in?
No, I don't want them in here. So I thought maybe she'd stop in, but I haven't seen her. You know, we lost as a regular guest Ginger Lishman when she left eBay. Ginger's back at eBay.
You're kidding!
But she's under the auspices of a different team, which is not. It's an internal thing. She's not going to be on eBay Radio. But I saw her. They're doing an internal job fair here in the lobby. And I said, you should just come in and talk. But she hasn't done that. So
she is so fantastic. We loved having her on. And she really kept us up to date on what was going on in mobile all the time. She was so good at it. Hey, Griff, what do you think about when you think of Frank Zappa?
Genius. Pure genius. One of a kind.
Tell us about it. But let me give you the listing number first, okay? And then I want you to talk about it. Talk about him. The listing number is 1820.
1820.
4787.
4787.
3438.
38.
Again, that's 1820, 4787, 3438.
I think you live in a time in your lifetime where you are fortunate to have fellow human beings who definitely have a brain or a talent that is just astonishing, I'll say. I've always been, since the Mothers of Invention days, back in the 60s, a huge fan of Frank Zappa, who had an incredibly sardonic wit, unbelievable musical, what we call in the business, chops. Great guitar player, great instrumentalist, actually. And a really bizarre mind for composing music. One of his one of his pieces, one of his compositions from the late 60s is called Peaches and Regalia, which is actually now a jazz standard. It's in the fake book. Anyway, well, and he was prolific. He continually produced output in an enormous body of work. And he was brilliant. He was funny, brilliant, politically incredibly savvy, deeply opinionated. I've never met Frank Zappa, but I did bump into him once. And it was shocking to me because he was such a big hero. It was in New York in the winter. I was leaving the Bottom Line, which is a nightclub, and he was walking in. He had a big parka on, and he bumped up against me. And I said, "Oh, sorry." And I looked at him, and he smiled and walked on. He died like within a year from the cancer that got him. But what a genius! So that's my background with Frank.
I was looking him up as you were talking. I guess he was a self-taught composer and performer and started writing classical pieces in high school.
Yeah.
And we thought of him as this big rock treasure, but he was a little, you know, if you really listen to his music, jazz fusion, rock and roll, jazz, blues, everything was included in that music.
He was a big admirer of Edgar Varese and was a composer, French composer, who he championed.
We will look at his house. They're listed.
Up next, our last segment for today's Ask Griffin Lee Show.
When it comes to shipping your eBay items, sometimes conventional carriers just won't do. That's when you need Roadie, the faster, cheaper, friendlier way to get your item where it needs to go. Using Roadie is easy. Just download the app to your iPhone or Droid, create an account, and post a gig specifying what you want to send and where it's going. A verified Roadie driver will contact you to work out the details. Local or long haul, chances are there's someone who can deliver your item the same day, next day, even on a weekend or holiday. Roadie handles the pricing, collects your fee, and pays the driver, so you don't have to worry about negotiating. Real-time tracking lets you know exactly where your item is. And you can connect with your driver anytime along the way. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center. Or visit roadie.com.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 361.
Most cameras' native format is a rectangle, but on eBay, it's a square. And it's something that most sellers don't often consider when taking their pictures. Cindy Shevely is a certified education specialist known on eBay as top-rated seller Clover City. She has this important tip to assure you have the right photo.
What you want to do is make sure you're getting in close to that main item that you're photographing. Get in close and, you know, get a good picture. That way, even if you don't crop it and it turns out it's a horizontal, you're going to still have good real estate or good visibility for your item.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
Today's final segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop.
Well, before we go to ebayradio.com and hover over seller resources and click on seller events.
Is that a hint?
Yes. We're going to be
so funny.
We're going to be doing the event calendar in just a moment, but I wanted you to see Frank Zappa's house.
I see
it's for sale on eBay. And by the way, ever since his death, when did he pass?
I believe it was in the 80s.
Ever since his death, his family has stayed in the house. So,
oh, really?
1993, Donna just said. 1993.
Oh, 1993. So it's exactly. early 90s.
So, they've been living in it ever since. So, the family still lives there, and they're selling it for $9 million.
Yikes.
But listen to this. It includes, you know, the usual, the rooftop. Oh, they have a rooftop tennis court. Backyard swimming pool, guest cottage, beautiful mosaic art amidst the landscaping, and the space that was once the infamous, remember this, utility muffin research kitchen. That's where the recording, that's what he called the recording studio there.
Yeah.
Utility muffin research kitchen.
Yeah, nice house.
And beneath the house is a storage chamber that during the Zappa's ownership of the home was known as the vault, where he kept his private archives under lock and key. So the price of the house also includes, I thought this was kind of funny, executive producer credit on the forthcoming definitive documentary about Frank Zappa's life by filmmaker Alex Winter. So it's kind of neat. $9 million. Good luck.
Well, it is Los Angeles, and it is Frank Zappa's house.
So. Oh, definitely. Got it. Okay, you want to do some event
reading? So somebody said Frank policy violation on the first picture. Oh, who is FrankZappa.com? Yeah, but it's real estate. Real estate category isn't treated the same on eBay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's not... So you know that on real estate category on eBay, the results aren't final. It's more about advertising than real estate. So if somebody, if they put up an item for bid, or if it's buy it now, it's not... No one's going to, like, PayPal someone $9 million. It's more like eBay Motors in a sense, but even less so that it's because of the way real estate laws work. eBay can't take a commission for a real estate sale because we're not a real estate agent. So we don't charge a commission, we charge a fee for listing, and the results of the listing are non-binding. Which isn't to say people don't find homes this way. But
so I'm sure they were talking about where they have the
Who's Frank Zappa
website put in there on the bottom.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
We have eagle eye sellers.
Thank goodness. Mm. In the chat board, too. So, Griff, we got some upcoming events here to read, and I just want to tell you, listening, please, if you'd like your event mentioned on our event calendar, all you do is go to ebayradio.com, click on the big blue archives on demand button. You'll see some tabs up at the top, and one of them says submit a seller event.
There's some tabs.
Click it and fill it out, and we're happy to put you in this event calendar. So, Griff, why don't you start out?
Well, on March 10th, 2016, the Raleigh e-commerce and eBay sellers group meetup will be having a meeting, and it's going to take place at the Panera Bread restaurant in Raleigh, North Carolina. It'll start at 6 p.m. and go to 8:30 p.m. And the topic is going to be, let's review those listings that just aren't selling.
That's a great idea.
They're going to do their own listing
dish. That's really helping each other.
Yeah.
On March 11th, 2016, the Steel City eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup is happening. And that is from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Eaton Park, E-A-T, and then the letter N, Eaton Park Restaurant in Homestead, Pennsylvania. They're going to talk about trade shows and estate sales.
Ah, okay.
Then you're next.
Oh, yes. Sorry. March 19th, eBay sellers in the Denver metro area meetup group will be meeting at 6 p.m. at Perkins Pancake House in Denver, Colorado. That's from 6 to 8 p.m. The topic will be product sourcing, including drop shipping, wholesaling, and thrifting. Speakers will include our very own friend Louise Sanchez for product sourcing at ASD and David Edwards for thrifting.
Then on March 20th, Colorado Springs eBay and e-commerce online sellers group meetup. That's on a Sunday, by the way, from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Village Inn in Colorado Springs, Colorado. An evening with longtime eBay seller and e-commerce expert Brian Goodman. We have not spoken to Brian, you know, ever since the big breakup.
Yeah.
We're going to have Brian on. He wrote that book about negotiating. We should have him on.
Yeah.
He's going to be there via Skype. Known on eBay as top-rated seller Mr. Dot Bigfoot. Brian is the author of Everything is Negotiable and also co-starred in Spike TV's Thrift Hunters. Next, Griff.
And then on March 20th.
No, 22nd.
March 22nd.
Something is taking away your...
Nothing is.
Okay.
eBay and e-commerce sellers meetup group of the Bay Area will meet here at eBay headquarters at 7 p.m. That's Tuesday, March 22nd from 7 to 9. The topic will be what's it worth. WorthPoint CEO Will Seipel will be here, along with top-rated seller Robin Levin, taking the trip from New Hampshire all the way to California. They're going
to share
research.
Their tips.
Share their tips, yeah.
And then we'll just do one more. April 7th, 2016. Is that, you'll be here for April 7th. I believe April 7th is a Thursday.
Yeah, and in fact, I'm not taking my sabbatical till August now.
Oh, you're kidding.
Sorry.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah. I just realized I hadn't told you that.
Oh, my God. Everybody's going to have to rearrange everything.
I thought that was, yeah, I have to talk to you.
I forgot. Bay.
That happened yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, babe.
That's all right.
This segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software. We'll be live again on Tuesday, March 15th with eBay Radio at 11 a.m. Join us then. Ask Griffin Lee is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Reply Manager is coming to the rescue of many online sellers. Kirsty Smaus of eBay top-rated seller Revant Optics was overwhelmed by the success of her e-commerce business, especially when it came to customer emails.
We used eBay messages, so we had more than one Gmail address. So yeah, a lot of bouncing around between the different interfaces.
She explained how Reply Manager provided a solution.
Route several support email addresses into just one location.
Next, Reply Manager organized her conversations with customers.
We can take emails from the same customer and put them into one continuous thread.
Reply Manager works for Kirsty's employees, too, without giving them her eBay password.
You can leave notes so everyone is on the same page.
Reply Manager helped Kirsty get her customer emails under control, and it can help you, too. For more information, visit ReplyManager.com.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.